prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, listening to Financial Survival. And as normal, we'll be joined by Wendy Wilson in just a minute, and also 20 after the hour, hopefully with Melody Seastrom. A lot to talk about today. A lot of things happening all over the world, and a lot of news coming in. Before we get to Wendy, though, by the way, she got a very interesting topic to share with us today. Really interesting and serious. But anyway, let's get to the markets and to the metals. All the metals but one were down slightly today. Gold was down $4.20 to $2,028.80. Silver is down 11 cents to $22.83. Platinum was down $13 to $9.17. And palladium was up $20 to $9.82. So three metals down, one metal's going up. All the markets in this country was up today. Dow was up 130 to 37,655. NASDAQ was up 83 to 14,939. S&P was up 18 to 4,775. The FTSE was down 0.07 to 19,280. The DAX was down 0.01, no change, 16,689. Nikkei was up 0.201%, 34,441. Hang Seng was down 0.57% to 16,097. Oil dropped again, 91 cents to 71.33. That does keep on surprising me with the war in the Middle East. I'm really surprised. 10-year yield was up 0.023 to 4.04%. USDX was down 0.16 to 102.41. So not a lot of change in anything, really. Metals, again, gold still hanging above 2,000. Silver's above 22. So it's looking pretty well. And, again, the oil prices surprised me, but I'll take it. If gas prices come down, that'd be great. Now, anyway, let's go to our guest, Wendy Wilson, of Apothecary Herbs. She's always with us on Wendy's, well, normally always, and always has a bunch of good information to share with us. Wendy, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Great to be with you and all the listeners. Thought we'd talk about global IQ. You know, when I was researching this topic, Pastor Butch, you know, for the intelligence quotient to get a handle on modern civilization's IQ, and I wanted to see, comparing it to previous generations, and I kind of found a mixed bag of scientific reports at the moment. And I concluded a lot of those majority reports were kind of like scientific fluff pieces, that's what I call them. They're not really accurate. They're really written by drug companies. Anyway, so I kept digging, and there was a few reports that had supporting data that showed man's IQ globally has not made gains or remain steady, but has decreased. Now, some would argue that how could that be possible with all our technology and artificial intelligence? Well, intellect and intelligence are very different intellect is removed from emotion. Knowledge means nothing without truth, for without it, there's really no real understanding. So what could be influencing the intelligence of humans? Well, some of those reports allege things like environmental changes, lead gasoline from cars, and mercury in tuna. Now, while some of those elements, Pastor Butch, may contribute, the undeveloped regions of the world are still showing lower IQs, and they don't have cars and gasoline and things to worry about like that. So we're going to find out what the research is saying about our IQ today in the modern world. But heavy metals showed up in the reports that I did find, especially in children. They said the likelihood that too many metals are in the body that can accumulate may also be one of the strongest arguments for lower IQ. The Journal for Environmental Health Prospective said this. This was a Mount Sinai study. They said the research found that IQ loss linked to mercury ranged from 1/5 of an IQ point to as much as 24 points. About 4% of babies, or about 180,000, are born each year with blood mercury levels between 7.13 and 15 micrograms per liter. So they went on to say, lower IQ levels are linked to mercury exposure in the womb, and it costs the United States $8.7 billion a year in lost earning potential. Holy moly, right?
Wow. Yes.
They went on to say, we combined a number of previous studies to determine hundreds of thousands of babies are born every year with lower IQ that is associated with mercury exposure. Now, someone may say, well, maybe the moms are eating too much tuna. Yeah. The term dumbing down has been published, and it's to describe Americans, especially students in the public schools. And one may ask, why science basically radically changed the medical practice from the 1960s, where they said absolutely no vaccines for pregnant women, and they changed it to definitely we must vaccinate women who are pregnant. So the research that I was reading shows that metals in vaccines affect the unborn baby. Scientific research is showing children have their intelligence reduced with such a treatment as this. And I've been reporting that vaccines will mess you up in your weakest genetic area. Therefore, not everyone does have the same outcome. Now, this was scientist Peter McGaffrey. He's with the University of Massachusetts Medical School. He says some people are not going to be affected by mercury, and some people are, just based on their genetic disposition. So this is why some kids will have autism and some won't. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, they estimate that about 8% of American women of childbearing age have enough mercury in their blood to put a fetus at risk. That's a big percentage. And also Leonardo Tresdale, he's a medical doctor, pediatrician at Mount Sinai. He said, we estimated that between 316,588 and 637,233 U.S. children are born each year with ambivalent cord blood mercury levels linked to IQ loss. Blood mercury levels between 7.13 and 15 micrograms per liter causes IQ loss of 1.6 points. Now, there was a study in Huaxin, China in 2019. They found that even low impact levels of mercury from eating rice lowers IQ 9 points in children, and it costs their nation an estimated $69.8 million a year in lost earning potential. That's eating rice. Now, think of these heavy metals directly pumped into your blood system. Right?
Wow.
Unbelievable. I mean, I was stunned when I was reading these reports. Now, this is a group of PhD scientists. This was in a publication called Low Mercury Levels in Childhood Intelligence, published in 1986. They said the decreased IQ and subtest scores may be functional evidence of low-level mercury-induced neurological damage. It is also important to reiterate that the mean mercury level of the subjects fell well within the normal acceptable range of exposure or toxicity to mercury. The subtle clinical effects of mercury on children are not completely understood, and the developing central nervous system is especially vulnerable to mercury toxicity, and future studies should examine the specifics of mercury exposure in young children in order to determine adverse developmental effects. Also, this was from a publication that was Mercury and the Developing Brain. It was a Pew Review Trust research report, March 2005. They said children are most vulnerable to mercury exposure, whether exposed in utero or as young children. Mercury affects the developing brain, causing neurological problems that manifest themselves as vision and hearing difficulties, delays in development of motor skills and language acquisition, and later lower IQ points, problems with memory and attention deficits. Now, remember the attention deficit disorders that the kids have today?
Yes.
They said these developmental deficits may translate into a wide range of learning difficulties once children begin school. Now, the scientific argument is this. Science states that the environmental mercury, called methylmercury, and the mercury found in vaccines, such as in your influenza shots, is called ethylmercury or thimerosal, and they say it's not the same. We're told that the ethylmercury in the vaccines has been processed or broken down to allow the human body to excrete it more rapidly, making it less likely to accumulate in the body and cause harm. Notice words, less likely.
Yes.
Now, most of that type of research on your thimerosal mercury is published by your pharmaceutical companies, and they're invested in vaccine manufacturing. So what is the real research telling us about the effects of injecting this type of mercury in vaccines, dose after dose, and especially for pregnant women, babies, and children? Does the body eliminate it quickly, causing no ill effects? Well, the Journal of Trace Elements in Medicine and Biology, September 2018, and also the Journal of Toxicology, December 2004, both of them said, the total mercury in the blood, kidney, and brain, when compared to those obtaining it from an intramuscular injection, the levels were checked after 24 hours and then post 7 days. The mercury concentrations at 7 days post-dosing were significantly decreased in the blood, while concentrations within the brain and the kidney remain relatively constant. Therefore, the ethylmercury products has various deleterious effects on organs and systems. Even with low-dose thimerosal, it is still used in injections for infants in vaccines. They said we should be concerned with this form of exposure. End of quote. Yeah. So the drug companies lied.
Imagine
end of
that.
Story. Yeah. So the mercury in vaccines is toxic to humans, no matter what the low level in the dose is. And there are a number of studies that are stating it is also contributing to autism. Here is a publication, Journal of Trace Elements in Medicine and Biology, September 2016. They say mercury causes autoimmune activation, oxidative stress, neuroinflammation, neurological damage, and loss of neurological connectivity. These are direct effects from mercury exposure. In addition, autism symptom severity correlates with neurological damage and neural loss of connectivity. In addition, autism symptoms of severity also correlates with mercury levels, which in turn correlate with autoimmune activation, oxidative stress, autoinflammatory biomarkers. So that report was really interesting. They had pictures. They had slides where they showed you the brain dendrites. Now think of a cell in your brain with a little tentacle, and it's sort of like a synapse. So when you're having a thought and electricity generates your thought, it jumps the synapse over to the next brain cell. And so you have this continuous thought that's going through your head. Well, when you get mercury, enough of it, it can shrink those dendrites. And guess what's not working so well? Your thought pattern.
Mm. Makes sense.
So science, yeah, no. And so science is really not done poisoning us, by the way. They're adding aluminum in your vaccines called adjuvants. The largest aluminum manufacturer in the world is based in China. And the scientific community there doesn't seem to be much concern about heavy metals being injected into people all around the world. Well, there was this biostatistician, quite upset young man, and this was a publication, The Literature on Aluminum Adjuvants is Very Suspicious was the title, and it was from July 2023. And he said, the science on this topic is surprisingly negligent. Aluminum is a known neurotoxin, and it's disastrous in small concentrations in the brain. So the obvious follow-up question is the amount of accumulation from the childhood vaccine so small as to be irrelevant? Unfortunately, he said, aluminum has not undergone any rigorous safety testing for cumulative cognitive effects. And the fact that I could not find a convincing answer to this multi-decade policy question is a complete failure. He says science is ignoring that.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing about these scientists. You know, a lot of times they don't test, let's say, a vaccine for cancer. Well, they don't want to know. So they don't do any testing for that. They don't want to know. So your aluminum adjuvants are the adjuvants you're told is supposed to generate a better immune system response to better protect you from the disease they just injected you with. Well, guess what? It's a heavy metal. It's a neurotoxin. And what about these poor people, these older people getting pumped through with year after year of flu shots and then they get dementia?
Yeah, it's true.
Think about that. Think about
very
this.
True.
Okay, so aluminum wrecks the human brain. Various symptoms would be a decreased visual memory, lower vocabulary scores. In other words, they call it premorbid intelligence. Oh, my God. They say a decline in attention deficits, frontal lobe malfunction, and other neurodegenerative measures. So, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's is in that category. So medical science tells us to watch out for heavy metals in the environment. Don't eat too much fish. Pollution with the and all these facts about heavy metals. But people are being intentionally polluted with heavy metals, neurologic toxin substances in your vaccines. And under all the disguise, it's promoting a protective treatment against a disease. Well, okay. But they're going to give you a neurological problem, aren't they? The neurotoxins are also cited to cause dyslexia, as well as other various neurological conditions. National Library of Medicine, Center for Biotechnology, 2019, said over the past three decades, a number of studies have suggested a pathological role of inorganic mercury as being one of the causes for Alzheimer's disease. This is underlined by the fact that mercury is 10 times more toxic to your neurons than lead.
Gee.
And they worry about lead and paint? The Norway University said this June 2018, Norwegian researchers analyzed the IQ scores of Norwegian men born between 1962 in 1991 and found that the scores increased almost 3 percentage points each decade for those born between 1962 and 1975. But we then saw a steady decline among those born after 1975. Okay, so the U.S. vaccine mandates rolled out in the 60s. This is when IQ started to be affected. So with each successive year, more vaccines were developed and added to the vaccine list with more heavy metals. There's also literature from physicians who have stated they didn't see a lot of neurological issues, especially in children, prior to the 1990s, because the drug companies after the 90s combined viruses into one shot, MMR, DPT. So your measles, mumps, rubella was in one shot, your diphtheria, pertussis in another shot, all combined. So it shows you the level of toxic neurological assault on the human body And when college kids can't do math in their head and make change, write their own research reports, or memorize multiplication tables, that's an excellent chance. It's heavy metals and vaccines that are contributing to
my goodness, we're out of time. Give me a number, hurry. We're out of time.
866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Great being with you.
Oh, yeah, thank you, sweetheart. Thanks for being here, folks. Back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you shying away. I'm coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
All righty, folks, we are back. And we are joined now by Melody Seastrom, the owner and boss of Discount Gold and Silver. And we're glad to have her today. Melody's always a joy to have on. She really is. I enjoy talking to her and being on the broadcast with her. We seem like we kind of enjoy each other's company on the radio. Hope you all don't mind us having a good time together. But anyway, Melody, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
It's
you
great
do
to
such
be
a
alive.
Fine job.
I'm doing such a fine job. All right. Now, folks, y'all heard that, right? So what do you have on your mind today?
Whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, we got lots to talk
about. We survived
the
storm. How much snow did you get?
We got about 6-7 inches Sunday.
Wow.
And then we had high winds, a lot of rain yesterday, and quite a bit of high water around us. Monday had the high rain. And then yesterday was a beautiful day. Sun was shining up near 50 degrees, gorgeous day. So, anyway, we're still here and still kicking, and I have no complaints.
All right. Where would he go from here?
I'm going to read, this is only a partial article. This complete article will be in my magazine this coming month. You receive it by email, I know you do. It's entitled America's Fiat Money Gestapo, the untold History of the Secret Service. Now, most people think the Secret Service was formed to protect the president. Folks, that's not true. Not true at all. And this is about a page long. I'm going to read it, though, and let you understand how our financial system got started, kind of, the fiat currency system, and how they brought in the Gestapo to protect it. Now, folks, this didn't happen overnight. It didn't. But they've done a good job and a thorough job of it. There's an untold story in American monetary history. Some are reluctant even to discuss it. I'm referring to the U.S. Secret Service, Service's very own role in the destruction of sound money in America. As constitutional sound money is in the form of physical gold and silver coins, whether minted privately or not, became an annoying impediment to expanding the size and power of the federal government, central planners began circulating unbacked paper proxies and formed a Gestapo-like police agency to enforce the scheme. Founded in 1865, isn't that strange, right at the end of this, the Civil War, toward the tail end of the American Civil War, the Secret Service originated as a branch of the U.S. Treasury Department. The primary job of this federal police force was to prevent others from counterfeiting the U.S. currency, which had just been nationalized through acts of Congress via the National Currency Act of 1863 and the Coinage Act of 1864. Together, these acts form what are commonly known as the National Banking Acts of 1863 and 1864. Yet these government hypocrites had no qualms about mandating that unbacked fiat currency must be considered legally equal to gold and silver coinage. Nor did they object to the illicit profit this enabled the central government to rake in. Sadly, the U.S. Supreme Court notoriously affirmed this devious scheme when deciding illegal tenders cases considered by many legal scholars, including present-day justices on this high court, to have been wrongly decided. As such, the government changed the definition of money, and citizens could henceforth be compelled to accept non-redeemable paper as equal to gold and silver coins. On April 14, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln signed the legislation establishing the Secret Service to combat counterfeit money, the non-government type, that is. Later that same day, Lincoln was assassinated and died. He died on April 15th. From 1865 to 1901, the Secret Service's main mission was to bust private counterfeiting operations. In 1881, President James Garfield was assassinated, interestingly, not too long after publicly advocating for a return to the gold standard. Mm-hmm. Quite a coincidence. Then 1901, with the assassination of President William McKinley, and under the new presidency of Theodore Roosevelt, the Secret Service was given the additional task of defending U.S. presidents. McKinley's assassination occurred a year after he signed the Gold Standard Act of 1900, which halted bimetallism by diminishing the monetary role of silver. A full 50 years before the Christmas Eve passage of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, Congress had already set in motion a plan to rob our nation's monetary system of its gold and silver, slip a fiat currency in circulation, promote fractional reserve banking, stamp out state and private banknotes, strengthen the IRS, and spawn the Secret Service to help enforce it all. Wow. Melody, that was interesting. I do believe, this is a complete article being in our magazine. That's a very interesting synopsis of a story on how they took us down from gold and silver to paper. Wasn't that amazing?
Absolutely. And you know what? Their experience and their expertise is history. Because, and understanding how, what happens. And how they can do what they do in order to basically strip people and to control. So,
well, you know,
unfortunately, they know this, and they don't want the people to know history. That's why they dumb everybody down. They don't want people to know history, because then that way people would figure them out.
Well, and the sad part is, by the time, you know, each generation gets a little bit more uneducated on history, by the time it's down four or five generations, they know nothing about anything but the country.
Right.
That's the sad part.
Yep.
You know, so it's amazing to me how they did this with people alive and watching it happen. You know, I mean, they were here, and they didn't notice that they'd done this. Just like in 1964 and took silver out of silver by the dollar. They mm-hmm. did it. People knew it, but no one did anything about it.
No one did anything about it. Oh, they all write their little statements and their little, I mean, how many quotes and statements do we talk, you know, report on and recite from people from that era and what they do about it? It's not any different than the politicians today.
I agree. I mean, we all this bluster and boaster we're seeing now about the immigration, all this talk about Trump, and we're going to get some of that admitted here in a minute, all this nonsense. But who's really doing anything about it? Who's taking a step up the podium and said, we're going to stop this? Who's doing it? Who's got a plan for this?
I don't know of anyone.
It's amazing. I've learned over a lot of years of experience that politics, basically, as a whole, not always, is a game. It's a popularity contest. Because
absolutely.
They won't hold office. That's what it boils down to. And in politics, Trump says he will mass deport migrants with 225-year-old law FDR used to remove thousands of Japanese and Germans during the Second World War and cancel every Biden policy that has caused a catastrophe of historic proportions. Well, I can't argue the point that Biden's moves have caused a huge catastrophe. But he didn't start this. Former President Donald Trump is vowing to shift massive proportions of law enforcement to focus on immigration and said he will use a Federalist-era law to remove suspected gang members and drug dealers from our country. Trump, who ran in 2016 campaign on a pledge to build a border wall and a pledge to kick out Mexican rapists, touted his latest hardline proposals in op-ed in the Des Moines Register in Iowa. We ended catch and release and removed over 1 million legal aliens in my first term. I negotiated unprecedented agreements with Central American nations and brokered Remain in Mexico to stop the flow of migrants to our border, Trump wrote. I guess he did do some of that, but I don't know if he's elected. What will he do this time to really make a difference? Last time he didn't do a lot that I could see make a huge. Maybe he did stem some of the tide. I'm not saying that at all. But he didn't do a lot of things that he's going to do. He just didn't do it. Maybe, and all the excuses in the world doesn't change the fact he didn't do it. Any comments on that?
No. And, you know, I mean, when it comes to the border, I mean, I guess it depends also on how Congress and the Senate change, too, during this election. I'm assuming there's other seats that are open other than just the presidential.
Oh, there are.
Seat.
A lot of the people are resigning.
Yeah. And they went through this before. Remember when you have like all of those that show up on TV? It's more profitable to be in. Even as well as the politicians get paid, they get paid a whole lot more if they show up on TV. You know, like Trey Gowdy and, you know,
sure.
What? And they don't do anything. They left for the money. That's what it was all about, was for the money. They went from, and I guess to some degree they couldn't do anything while they were a politician, but they can't do anything by not being a politician either. So everything that they say to me is just hollow words.
Well, we're nowhere near what we even were 50 years ago as a country. How did I know that? I was here 50 years. That's how I know that. Nowhere near what we were as a nation then, and we were far gone then. But this is the first election that I can honestly say that it's possible that may not happen. That's the first time in all the years I've heard this, because people say, well, it's not going to be an election. This time I'm really thinking this could happen for a lot of reasons. If we go to war, they won't change administrations. If the chaos gets so strong over this election and what it's shaping it to be, I just know that there's two reporters were overheard saying, well, what if Trump was assassinated? I mean, the anger is showing. I mean, we had in the Senate, Hunter Biden was there, and they he walked out because of what was being said. I mean, we're seeing so much chaos among our so-called elite leaders. Like a bunch of school children. And Trump warns of bedlam if prosecutions against him continue. Ex-president says he has to have immunity, otherwise Obama would have been criminally prosecuted for drone strikes. Donald Trump warned President Biden and warned of bedlam if his prosecution is allowed to go forward. An angry statement just minutes after his lawyer argued in court enjoys absolute immunity from his time as president. Trump made the comments as he called the Biden administration a threat to democracy and once again claimed to have uncovered tremendous voter fraud despite multiple courts findings, rulings against his and his allies' claims. It's very unfair when a political opponent is prosecuted by DOJ, by Biden's DOJ, so they're losing in every poll, losing almost every demographic. Numbers came out today that we are really very mind-boggling. If you happen to be Joe Biden, Trump said in a Washington, D.C. hotel. And I think they feel this is the way they're going to try and win, and that's not the way it goes. It'll be bedlam in this country. It's a very bad thing. It's a very bad precedent. As we said, it's the opening of a Pandora's box, Trump said. So I can understand why he's saying some of the people that are backing him would be very upset if he doesn't get on the ballot and have a chance to win the selection. But on the other hand, the ones that oppose him, I don't know, Melody, this is really something. Any comments on that?
No, you know what's sad is he's firing the people up.
Oh, yes, he is.
And the same thing's going to happen. And, I mean, yes, people should be fired up. There should be, you know, but not in the way they're. And you read commentaries from the other side, too. You hear all the seeds that are being planted as far as, oh, you know, if this election, there's going to be, some sort of, social unrest. And so they're planting the seeds. That's what they want.
I'm afraid it's going to happen this time. I really feel in my spirit this could happen this time for sure. They've done this on purpose. You know that. They've done it,
yes,
to divide the people, cause division, and cause this kind of chaos and anger. They've done it on purpose. And it's just a sad thing to watch happen to the country. It truly is. And
yes.
I mean, I don't know where else to go with that. I mean, that's just, folks, just keep your eyes on it. Prepare yourself for chaos. The closer we get to election time, and folks, it'll be here before you know it. I know this. It seems like it's 10 months away, 11 months away. That's believe me, it'll go by so quickly. With all that's going on in this country and around the world, it'll fly by.
Yes.
Any more comments on Melody before we move on?
No, sir. Move on.
Bar owner reveals why BLT sandwiches cost $16. I'm not making this up, folks. This is for real. A restaurant owner has explained how raging inflation means he has to charge $16 for a BLT sandwich, yet he makes under $2 on each. Brian Wheel, boss of the founder of the Central City Tavern Sports Bar chain, decided to speak out after a pal confronted him over his sandwich prices. The ingredients, bacon, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and bread, cost $5, up more than a dollar since 3 years ago. Let me repeat that. The ingredients themselves have been up 400%, 500% since 3 years ago. Bacon, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and bread have went up 500% for this sandwich since 3 years ago. But Will says spiraling costs for staff, rent, and utilities have been a much bigger blow, forcing him to raise the price of BLT from $13 3 years ago. He pointed out that in one of his restaurants alone, these three costs, along with cleaning, maintenance, and accounting, are close to $90,000 a month. The rent is $20,000 a month, he said. My utilities are $6,000 a month. My labor in December was $60,000. So I have $86,000 of base costs per month on the day one opened the doors. Selling sandwiches at $16, he said, he would still need to sell more than $94,000 a year to generate a revenue of around $1.5 million and break even. The figure covers all the costs plus the ingredients. If I do $1,499,000 in sales, I lose $1,000. We don't start making profit until we get above that break-even point, he said. Inflation, folks, the cost of ingredients went up for the sandwich over 500%. That's why the sandwich is $16. Melody, what do you think?
Well, that's a pretty expensive BLT, but if it's a really good BLT,
it's ridiculous.
But, yeah, I mean, things are not going down. And things are, you know, day in and day out. We talk about all the things that are happening in various sectors of our food and everything else. So I don't know why you would want to go in business in something like that where, good luck. Maybe he'll sell triple the sandwiches if they're good.
So we're going to
be right back.
The United States. Yeah. Kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back again. And during the break, Cousin Todd there and Cousin Melody and I were discussing sandwiches and the price of sandwiches. And a good sandwich may be worth $16. And I understand that's true, but still, for people that can't even hardly afford to buy groceries, Melody, that's a lot of money for a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes,
it
I
really
do.
It really is. It's tough. It's tough. It truly is. I got a question to ask you. This is for real. I'm not making this up. This is, I read this twice, make sure I read it right. Should U.S. taxpayers cover Ukraine's pensions? Now, this is really happening.
Yes.
Thus far, the U.S. federal government has spent about $9 billion on Ukrainian pensions. Now, folks, let me repeat that. You and I, have paid $9 billion to retired Ukrainians or pensions for Ukrainians. Our system is struggling to keep up, and we're paying $9 billion to a foreign country pension fund. If Congress approves President Biden's next supplemental aid package, Ukrainian pension payments will continue at a rate of up to $600 million per month. Previous reports of this spending have raised eyebrows. Critics argue that the U.S. should shore up its own retirement system before bailing out that of a foreign nation, and I totally agree with that. The pension spending is part of a larger effort by the United States and the World Bank to stabilize Ukrainian government finances during the war. Ukraine was already running deficits before Russia invaded in February 2022, but since then, the gap between revenues and expenditures has widened. I understand that, but we can't feed the world. It's not fair to the people here that are struggling to make it on their own. Melody, instead of giving $9 billion to the Ukrainians, why don't you raise a pension to people here so they can afford to pay their bills?
Yep, I hear you.
I mean, what is it? What was the increase this year in cost of living? Was it 3%, something like you had to give to people in retirement?
A couple bucks, yeah.
Yeah, about 3%, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're giving $600 million a month to Ukrainians. I don't know. This is so convoluted and so chaotic and so mixed up. It's hard to untangle all this. That's like trying to untangle a ball of fishing twine. Just well, go buy you a new one. It's just too complicated. But this is where we are today, that we're actually giving money to Ukrainian pension funds. Gee whiz. Any comments on that?
No, you know, the SEC just approved rule changes that paves the way for Bitcoin ETFs. And, you know, it was interesting yesterday. There was a big deal how the on Twitter, now called X, formerly Twitter and so forth, there was released that they mentioned it yesterday. So if people don't think that there is any inside trading going on in this world, it's just literally disgusting. And, you know, it just boggles the mind. You know, like that was released and nobody knew about it. And oh, shame, shame on X and so forth for being hacked and getting this release. But then yet today, 8 hours later, the SEC approves it. So, you know, Butch, it's kind of like everything else. It's like, if we can't beat them, I guess we just join them.
And the people that are the, I don't mean to sound the little people, but that's basically what they consider us to be, peons. We pay for it all.
Yeah.
I mean, the elite prosper, we pay for it all. Wow.
Yep. So anyway.
Walmart is bringing drone deliveries to 1.8 million more people, more homes. This is interesting. I don't know how drone deliveries... Really? Walmart is expanding its drone delivery to program to 1.8 million people, households in Texas. The retailer says its drone deliveries now cover 75% of the population in Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, all thanks to the partnerships with drone startups Wing and Zipline. Walmart launched its drone delivery program with Zipline and Drone Up in Arkansas in 2021 before expanding to its more states in 2022. The newly expanded service in Texas allows customers living within 10 miles of participating Walmart to get items delivered to their homes via drone. Since there is a weight limit, customers can only have smaller products like cold medicine, birthday candles, and even a carton of eggs delivered. Walmart says deliveries are arriving 30 minutes or less, with some reaching customers' doorsteps in as fast as 10 minutes. I got to ask a question. Are these drones operating cheap enough to pay for this for a dozen eggs? Just curiosity, I just wonder. In 2023, Walmart partnered with Wing, which is owned by Google's parent company, Alphabet, to deliver 60,000 more homes in Dallas-Fort Worth area from two different stores. But this marks its biggest expansion yet, adding 30 more towns and the municipalities within the Texas Metroplex. The program also now uses drones from both Wing and Zipline to make deliveries in the area, both of which are approved by the Federal Aviation Administration, to fly drones without a dedicated observer being able to see the drone at all times. I don't know, Millie. Maybe they can make money doing this. Deliver a dozen eggs for $5, and you make enough money to put a drone up and put it out, and no one's really tracking the drone. They can't see it, and the FDA says it's okay.
Well, you all know, right. I think it's a little bit bigger than just delivering product and so forth. I mean, really, I mean, you know, I mean, Walmart was always called the government store. And, you know, I can let my imagination run a little bit here. And I could say, well, you know, while they're droning, they're actually surveilling and tracking and mapping different areas. And you know, what is the bigger picture here? It isn't delivering eggs.
There's not enough money in that to do that. You're right.
Well, I mean, they could do it, and you know, in the bigger cities and so forth. But I mean, what are you going to do then? No, it's kind of like these cars that don't have drivers. Really? How's that working out for you? So, no, there's, 50 years from now, maybe. But I think there's something a little bit more behind it than just delivering eggs.
Well, 50 years from now, you'll be 89 years old.
Oh, yeah, I will be. How about that?
Oh, golly.
That's right. Oh, boy. I'll get to see it.
There you go.
No, I'm always a skeptic, and I look at it.
I understand that there's more to the picture than
it
shows.
There's more to it.
Much more. 65% of likely voters accurately see invasion as southern border. Nearly 2/3 of likely voters accurately describe events at his fraudulently Joe Biden's open southern border as an invasion. 65% of likely U.S. voters believe. Voters believe it is accurate to describe the current situation with migrants at the border with Mexico as an invasion of the United States, including 43% who say that such a description is very accurate. Rasmussen reports. Meanwhile, only 31% disagree, including 15% who think it's not at all accurate to call it the situation U.S. Mexico border invasion. You know, I talked the other day, a very nice gentleman, a very intelligent gentleman, and writes on many different areas. He says the border should be totally porous. Come and go as you want. I mean, that's his opinion.
Let's ask the European Union how that's working for them.
You really? On top of that, if a full 70% consider border security a vital national security interest for the United States these days, only 17% disagree, and 13% aren't sure. A full 72% regard the open border as a crisis. Only 20% think differently. The internals are even more interesting. When I ask if the current situation as the U.S.-Mexico border is a crisis, 60% of Democrats agreed. Democrats now agreed, while only 30% disagreed. What's more, 74% of black voters agreed, with only 20% disagreeing. When I ask if we're experiencing invasion, 55% of Democrats agreed, as did 74% of black voters. So, excuse me. So we're seeing the basis of what we used to call liberals, Democrats and blacks, saying this is an invasion. I think that's a good sign, Mildy. I do. But what's going to happen to stop it? You have to wonder, don't you?
Well, you know, this morning I saw an interview. She was on CNBC, Heidi Heitkamp. She's a senator from North Dakota. I think she's a Democrat. I'm sure she's a Democrat. She sounded like a Democrat anyway. Yeah, she is a Democrat. And they were talking about the problem at the border. And yeah, Democrats will admit we have a problem. But ask them what they want to do to fix it. They don't want to offend anybody. You know, they were talking about these sanctuary cities. Should they be, oh, no, we can't do anything to change that, you know, that. You know, they don't want to change anything. They might say, yes, we have a problem, but they don't want to do anything about it because they like the problem. They want them here. Oh, we need to change the asylum laws. Hey, how about enforcing the laws we already have on the books?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a start.
I'm afraid we're heading the same direction
Democrats,
that Ecuador is. I mean, Ecuador.
Republicans.
When it comes right down to it, Mel, they all talk a lot, but nothing's being done.
Nope.
Ecuador erupts in civil war with cartel thugs. President orders the army into the streets as crazed criminals rampage through cities, with TV stations seized, universities attacked, and jail guards executed following escape of mob boss. This, I do believe, God forbid, is coming to America, folks. Ecuador has erupted into a civil war with cartel thugs after the president ordered the army into the streets and declared a state of eternal armed conflict. Crazed criminals have rampaged through the South African country's cities today after President Daniel Noboa, 36, ordered a state of emergency. Hooded gangsters seized a state TV news studio today while a university was attacked and jail guards reportedly executed by prisoners. Ecuador has been rocked by a series of attacks, including explosions and then the abduction of several police officers after the government imposed a state of emergency in the wake of the escape of a powerful gang leader from prison. Adolfo Fido Macias, 44, the leader of Los Choneros gang, was found missing from his cell in a low-security prison on the same day he was supposed to be transferred to a maximum security prison on Sunday. A manhunt is underway for Macias and Los Lobos leader Fabrico Colon Paco, who has also escaped prison on Tuesday since the arrest last Friday for alleged involvement in a plot to assassinate Ecuador's attorney general. Peru also declared an emergency on Tuesday along the southern border with Ecuador because of the ongoing violence. The U.S. State Department has said that it's extremely concerned by the violence. The British Foreign Office warned against all but essential travel to parts of this country. Ecuador used to be a very peaceful and beautiful place. A lot of people moved there from this country to live in retirement. It's now falling apart, as many nations around the world are. This is really a sad situation to see unraveling in Ecuador. The folks, we're not immune to it. Believe me, it's coming to a hometown near you very soon. And it's so sad to see this happening, Melody, but the society is unraveling all around the world, isn't it?
It truly is. I mean, people are not even nice to one another anymore. I mean, everybody's walking on eggshells. You can't say this. And that's because it's all about control. When you're being controlled and you know, people are, you know, kind of unhappy, they get a little cranky, and it's like they react. I mean, it's just common sense.
Well,
but that's the road they're taking us on. They want the people to do it because that way they can usher in the military, they can usher in, you know, even more controls and keep everybody in their place.
One of the Henry Kissinger that said that one day, and this is a paraphrase, we would welcome UN troops in the streets of America.
This is one of them. I don't remember who said it, but
I think he did say that. One day today we'll accept it, one day we'll welcome them. When there's enough chaos in the streets, people will beg for help from any direction.
Absolutely. We've talked about blood in the street for 30 years.
Yes. Yes. And God help us, I see it heading that way now, and from the higher levels of society and the people that run for president are getting there. I mean, this is going on out and out, threats more or less, right on down to the people that are backing them. As we're seeing this spread through society, we're heading into a chaotic society that people are not going to recognize, and I don't think it's years away. I pray that it is, but I don't think it is. Melody, you better wrap it up.
And you know what? I mean, if you look at the headlines, this is the world. Dementing Don Hope's economy crashes. It's one thing to talk about the economy crashes, but to hope.
Yes, hope it does.
And then the other side, you got the Hunter Biden. I mean, it's really bizarre.
It is.
But these,
it is.
This. And you know what? We're in a full-blown war, but no, tell anybody. Don't show pictures. Don't let anybody know what's happening. So it's going to bite you when you wake up one day, and so the whole world is going to be different. So until then,
it is.
Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. Got me a wealthy